As an unlicensed doctor, we suggest a prescription for one of our shows. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Fake Doctor's Orders. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Coast to coast in Canada, across North America, and around the globe and the World Wide Web, this is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And Raceline is driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. And by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Presented by Subaru Canada, we're your national radio motorsport authority, the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas, host and antagonist. Lisa Pileski, our supreme commander and Raceline master control. Vic Politian mans the network controls for us again this week. Coming up, we get an F1 update as they wind down their long summer break with the editor and F1 specialist from our print partners at Inside Track Motorsport News, James Nielsen. We set a new record for the youngest driver we've ever interviewed on the TSO Talent Watch as we meet 15-year young dirt sportsman driver from the Ottawa area, Susie Roy. NASCAR's Tony Stewart and legend Bobby Allison, both former guests on this show, have a nostalgia thing going for the tussle next month at Darlington. And we get to more of your entries for the Subaru Raceline Mailbag Trivia Contest, your chance at the grand prize pack. In the race wrap, Harvick the best after the Bristol rain delays, rain pelting on the IndyCar side at Pocono, and the Caden Lapcevich miracle rolls on. So for race fans across Canada and U.S. border states, powerful sport, powerful radio for 24 years, this is the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Simon Pagenaud, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Master, what makes a man great?
Close your eyes and tell me what you hear.
I think I hear the rumbling of power, Master. Is that the thunder of destiny calling me to dig deep within to find my own strength?
No, my son, that's just Master Han and his 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Hey, anyone need anything from the store? A gum?
The 2017 Subaru WRX STI.
Butter?
Nothing sounds like it. Nothing drives like it. Subaru, confidence in motion.
Did you hear about Frank? Arrested for drunk driving? I never would have thought he would make that mistake. He's got a great job and is a terrific dad.
Not all drunk drivers are the same, you know. They can be male or female, all different ages, come from all walks of life.
There are many types of drunk drivers. Some drink and drive rarely, while others do it all the time. That's why we have a variety of strategies to deal with them.
You know, a good friend of mine was charged, and she almost never drinks.
Speak your mind. ChangeTheConversation.ca.
The good people at Jack Links know a thing or two about perfection. And perfection is on full display with their new small batch jerky. Handcrafted and slowly smoked. With savory flavors like teriyaki and peppered, Jack Links small batch will leave you speechless. And probably crying tears of joy. Because it's good. So good. Sometimes the best things in life start small. Try the new small batch bacon jerky. Available in stores now.
Jack Link's beef jerky. Feed your wild side.
This is the ultimate must-have for motorcycle enthusiasts. TSO is proud to present the T-Race MotoGP Limited Edition 2016 watch. This watch has the precision of the timekeeper, with chronograph functions resembling a bike dashboard and features such as the brake disc bezel and tire tread on the back of the bracelet. Available at your authorized TSO dealer. For more information, visit TISOWatches.com. That's T-I-S-S-O-T watches.com. TSO, Swiss watches since 1853.
Eric Thomas, it's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. And here we go with the latest headlines, news, and results on the Raceline Race Wrap. It has been a while, but here's the latest on the Canadian Motor Speedway development in Fort Erie that includes a three-quarter-mile paved oval designed by Jeff Gordon. Marked progress, I'm told, with the MTO and the CMS Traffic Management Plan and Impact Study, while the push is on the province definitely to provide the pledged off-site infrastructure support. Early discussions with major construction companies have started. Jeff Gordon is providing Architects IBI with further oval details on tunnels, banking, and safety. Hopefully, permits can be obtained to get equipment back on the site in the fall. Raceline Radio, the exclusive national radio voice, don't forget, of Canadian Motor Speedway. IndyCar, okay. Pocono, PA, not okay with the weather. Lousy in the mountains, again. Rain postponing the contest ahead to Monday afternoon as we are talking. Mikhail Aleshin on the pole, that's his first, and the first Russian driver ever to score an IndyCar pole. Teammate of Schmidt-Peterson, James Hinchcliffe, will start sixth. NASCAR Sprint Cup, more weather problems here. The summer night race at Bristol, Tennessee, rained ahead to Sunday afternoon, and once it stopped raining, the usual Bristol bash fest, with Kevin Harvick surviving the wrecking and the raindrops. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. second, Denny Hamlin arrived third, Harvick's second win of the season. The Cup points into Michigan, three more before that chase begins, don't forget. Harvick is back on top, with Brad Keselowski finishing way down at Bristol, 33rd. Cup clippings, oh, you love anything nostalgic, right? NASCAR drivers doing some way-back machine paint schemes for Darlington for the Southern 500 Labor Day weekend. Jamie McMurray's paint's going to be a throwback to Bill Elliott's 97 Mack Tonight McDonald's livery. Denny Hamlin's number 11 will look like Darrell Waltrip's number 11 from 1984. And Tony Stewart will sport a Coca-Cola Bobby Allison early 70s tribute scheme at Darlington, right down to the gold wheels and cubic inch engine displacement number on the hood. Smoke loves the history.
To be able to do anything with a guy like Bobby and you know how much he helped me when I got started in the sport, it's neat to be able to kind of honor him when we go to Darlington this time around. And I don't think it should be everywhere, but Darlington is the perfect place to do a throwback scheme weekend. And, you know, I think all the drivers and teams get excited about it. I mean, I know teams that have special uniforms made for those races, and the uniforms have changed, but they can replicate them and make them look just like they were back then. And that's something we look forward to.
Yes, indeed. Jimmy Johnson's number 48 is going to salute Silver Fox number 2, David Pearson, and the car he raced at Talladega in 1979. Wow, lots of great names in that story. NASCAR Xfinity Series at Bristol to Austin Dillon. Trucks were there, too. Ben Kennedy won that. Niagara on the Lake, Stuart Friesen, first pavement foray in trucks, 22nd. Brought it home in one piece. Nice. Calgary's Cameron Haley, 24th. NASCAR Canada Series, Riverside International, Andy Ganesh, Nova Scotia. For News 95.7, the Caden Lapcevich miracle season hits a new height. The 16-year-old from Grimsby, Ontario, and a recent Raceline Radio guest, has taken back the NASCAR Canada Series points lead with his second victory of the season in the Mini Maritime Swing. Caden chased down veteran Jason Hathaway in the closing stanzas at Riverside to claim another one in the number 76 Fastline Motorsports Dodge that still lacks a major sponsor. Yeah, Lapcevich now leads Andrew Ranger by a dozen points with just three races to go for the year. Ranger could only manage a 14th place conclusion at Andy Ganesh. F1, Fernando Alonso thinks he knows how to jazz up the show. More freedom on tech and car design. Says stringent aero and engine rules have smothered the excitement. The McLaren Honda rider would like to see more flexibility for teams to take more chances, like choosing weight distribution, camber, tire pressures, wings, and even six wheels on a car again. Yeah, like that radical 99-2000 Tyrrell. Coming up, a mid-break F1 update with Inside Track Motorsport News editor and F1 specialist James Nielsen. DTM German touring car, tricky, wet conditions in Moscow, Russia. Canada's Robert Wickens, though, from Mercedes, won the first race, second win of the season. But in the second race, BMW's Marco Wittmann comes through to retake the points lead. Wickens finished fifth in that one. NHRA drag racing, Brainerd, Minnesota. Your winners, Brittany Force in Top Fuel, Del Warsham in Funny Car, and Drew Skillman in Pro Stock. Lots of bike news to tell you about. World MotoGP, Grand Prix of Czech Republic at Brno. England's Cal Crutchlow claimed his first season win with an inspired performance and tire call, and that's the first British victory in the premier class of MotoGP since 1981. Crutchlow on the Honda wound up 7 seconds better than Valentino Rossi. Mark Marquez third, Lorenzo 17th. Wow, a lap down. So Marquez now leads the championship, 53 points better than Rossi. Canadian Superbike season finale, Canadian Tire Motorsport Park astride the Morad BMW. The amazing, amazing Jordan Zoch clinched the 2016 Canadian Superbike Championship, the 11th of his illustrious career, with a dramatic win in race one of the doubleheader season closer. The 37-year-old frequent Raceline Radio guest from Linden, Ontario, edged a Italian Claudio Corti to score the win in that first race. In race number two, it was Zoch again to complete a perfect season of 7 wins in 7 starts. Ben Young, our guest next week, scheduled named Rookie of the Year for the series, and that's nice. We'll have Zoch on again, of course, in weeks to come. And Raceline, congrats to newly crowned 2016 Rockstar Energy Drink Motocross National Champion, KTM Canada's Davey Millsaps in MX1. Actually, the team's second title after Cole Thompson clinched the MX2 number one plate as well. Great work all. The Rally News, a presentation of the Subaru WRX and WRX STI, creating those monster sales.
Yeah, it It's a sticky monster. World Rally Championship, the Rally Germany in the Tier Moselle wine country. Gorgeous. Sebastian Ogier ended a six-month wind drought controlling the final stages of the Rally Germany. WRC champion had opened his latest title defense with wins at Monte Carlo in Sweden, but could not seem to get a handle on running other order regulations that left him first on the gravel roads, and that's not good because the roads aren't worked in, and that does slow you down. Faces in the pits, a major player that supplies high-performance technology to winners in just about every racing series you can possibly think of. Canada's Multimatic Motorsports Inc. is this year's Canadian Motorsport Hall of Fame's international inductee. The Markham, Ontario company played a leading role in Ford's triumphant return to the fabled 24 Hours of Le Mans this year, developing and producing Chip Ganassi's Team USA's Ford GT that Sebastian Bourdais, former guest, along with Joey Hand and Dirk Mueller, drove to class victory this summer. Built using Canadian know-how and developed through the talents of Hall of Famer himself, Scott Maxwell, the new Ford GT scored the class win in its first entry at Le Mans, exactly 50 years after the Ford GT 40 Mark II, driven by the legends, the late Bruce McLaren, and recently departed Chris Amon, took top honors in the 1966 24 Hours of Le Mans. Lots of great stuff happening with dates there. And that's it for this week on the Raceline Race Wrap. Your questions, your opinions, your comments are vital and are always welcome. Share your ideas, thoughts, and opinions with fellow fans across the network, because those comments could win you the grand prize in our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. We get to your emails, entries, and comments coming up shortly. All right, Lisa, the pit stop is required, but coming up, rising Ottawa area dirt sportsman fresh face, 15-year young. That's right, 15, Susie Roy. Then a Formula One update during their break with Inside Track's James Nielsen. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. See your local Subaru dealer for a performance drive today, tomorrow, any day that works for you, along the Raceline Radio Network.
This is James Hinchcliffe, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
This is the Raceline Radio Network. Eric Thomas in your ears. Check out our Raceline Radio Network Facebook page. When you have a chance, you can also follow us on Twitter at ET Raceline. A few weeks back, introduced you to 16-year young Caden Lapcevich of Grimsby, rookie star with two wins already in the NASCAR Pinty Series. 16 meant Caden was the youngest driver we've ever interviewed on the TSO Talent Watch and Raceline Radio. We are now going to set, however, a new TTW record in short order. A young grade 10 high school student from Oxford Station, Ontario, near Ottawa for TSN 1200 is starting to get noticed as she develops her talent in dirt sportsman modifieds in the Cornwall, Can-Am, and Brockville corridor. A new TSO Talent Watch record. Let's meet 15-year young Susie Roy on Raceline Radio.
Listen, I don't want to make you nervous or anything, but at age 15, you officially break our record for the youngest TSO Talent Watch guest ever interviewed on Raceline. So we're making a little bit of history here. So nice work.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's the stock question for anybody into the sport, Susie, at such a young age. Why this sport? I know you also played basketball at North Grenville High School, and you guys won the provincial championship a couple of years back, and you were the captain of the team. But how did you get started in this sport in racing? Was it your dad, or how did it all come together?
It was my dad. Before he did, he raced on bikes and stuff, and he just always loved racing, and he used to take me to the races that I'm participating in now, and mm-hmm. it's amazing to go see, because, like, I used to look up to, like, Jessica Power, and then, like, now, like, she's been helping me, and, like, she's really nice, and it's funny because, like, everyone I looked up to, now I'm racing with them.
When you were getting old enough to understand what was going on, were you telling your dad, Tom, that this is something you thought you might want to do, too? Because, you know, it depends. I've interviewed drivers where the dad has to give them a little push. Did you need a push, or were you on your dad saying, I want to do this, too?
Oh, no, I bugged him. He'd be in the garage, and I'd come out, and I'd be like, this looks pretty cool. I think I'd like to try it. And then we just tried it, and I just loved it.
15-year-old Susie Roy, rookie and novice dirt sportsman driver, Oxford Station, Ontario, on the TSO Talent Watch on Raceline Radio. You started in karts around Syracuse and your home track at Brockville. That sort of got the ball rolling for you, didn't it?
Yes, but I really enjoyed it and just helped me get to know everyone and get to know everyone on the track. And I just love everyone there. Like, everyone's like family. Like, I talk to everyone whenever I'm there. And
yeah.
Karts just helps. It's like a good start for anyone who's interested in racing. I recommend it for anyone who loves racing and would love to try it.
You know, without that camaraderie, without that friendship that you have with the family of racing, makes this very difficult to do. And without that support, none of this would be possible, right?
Exactly.
Notable kart wins at the West Amboy Shootout. You won the Fall Nationals at Brockville. It seemed success kind of came early for you. Would I be right?
Yeah, whenever I first started, it was a wreck, but you just improve. Like, that, my first year, I got most improved. I just never gave up, and, like, because one time I remember I was in second, and I spun out, and then I got back up to second again. Like, it's just persevering, just no matter what happens.
Yeah, you just put your head down and get back after it. You know, and you,
exactly.
If you're a quitter, you're not going to get anywhere in this game, and that's for sure, right?
No.
Graduating up to cars on the dirt, started racing, I think, last year in June in a dirt novice sportsman. Was that a big step up to go from karts to cars for you, Susie?
Oh, it was giant. It was huge. I wasn't even expecting it. That was the thing. I just got in it, and I just started going. I just couldn't believe it. I was racing against my dad. Like, people to say, I mean, who gets to race against their dad?
Yeah. You know, did you forget he was your dad, or was it just another car out there for you?
Oh, no, I'd see him, and if anything happened and I'd see him go by, I'd always give him a thumbs up, but he'd never realize. I'd be like, that's my dad. Like,
it's only a natural thing. Yeah, it's only a natural thing to have happen. When you went from the carts to the cars, was it the power? Was it the size? Or what was the thing that took the longest to adjust to, Susie?
Power, size, for sure. And then another thing was just getting the car sideways and getting used to it, because in carts, that's what you tried to avoid, right?
Right.
When they go around the corner easily and just try and get forward drive. It's the same thing with these cars. You want forward drive, but it's just getting it sideways. It's just hard to get a good drive and get used to it, because you think you're going to spin out, because that's what would happen in carts.
Sure.
Oh, and sideways is going to turn out, but then you just realize, no, that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
You drive it with the throttle, right? You turn right to go left, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically it. You raced at Brockville, Can-Am, and Mohawk out of your Oxford Station home base. That's near Ottawa. And, of course, Raceline's on TSN 1200 on Monday nights. You could have said, let's just do one track as you graduated out of karts, but I bet running the different tracks, Brockville, Can-Am, Cornwall, Mohawk, I think, that was a good test for you, right? I mean, teaching you how to run different circuits, different clay, different lines, that's all part of the learning curve, isn't it?
Yeah, I really like it. I found Can-Am, since it's such a big track, it helped me with Brockville, too, just with getting more speed.
Yeah.
It's funny, because other tracks can help contribute to other tracks.
I had 16-year-old Caden Lapcevich on the program. He's in the NASCAR Pinty Series on the show a few weeks back, and he's racing and going to school. You're going into grade 10, am I right?
Yes.
Okay, well, going to the balance of this, balancing your racing, balancing your education, that's still very important, too, isn't it?
It is. It's not too bad, because it doesn't cut into school too much, but it's pretty, I seem to manage it pretty well.
Susie, it's a great story, and I'm glad your dad, Tom, got a hold of us to tell your story across the country on the Raceline Radio Network. The very best of luck in your future adventures, and congrats again on being the youngest driver we've ever interviewed on the TSO Talent Watch on Raceline Radio. Thank you, Susie. We appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Delightful interview, huh? Handles herself very well already with the media. Susie Roy just getting started at only age 15. A new record, as we said, for the youngest driver ever interviewed on the TSO Talent Watch on Raceline Radio. Nice job, Susie. All right, Lisa, the pit stop before we play the Subaru Race Donnie Mailbag Trivia Contest. Then a midsummer break update with Inside Track Motorsport News editor and F1 specialist James Nielsen. This is Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network.
All right, this is Billy F. Gibbons, and you're listening to Raceline Radio. Have mercy.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. No medical exam or health questions will be asked. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Raceline Radio Network is Canada's national radio motorsport authority, don't you know? I'm Eric Thomas. Nice to have you with us. Check out my Thomas Tales blog on the Canadian Motor Speedway website and my Thomas Tales columns and Inside Track
Motorsport News Magazine, new edition on the way shortly, and on the web on the Raceline page at sportsnet.ca. We're all over the joint. Off and running once again we are with our Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest, your chance to win the grand prize pack. We ask you Subaru trivia questions. You have to include the answers to those questions, obviously, in your email of commentary to qualify to go into the break drum, as we call it, for the official draw to win the prize pack. The winning entry drawn at random at the end of the on-track racing season in November, and the winner claims that prize pack loaded up with all kinds of excellent stuff from Subaru. Talking about the BRZ Sports Coupe, the official Raceline Radio Network special events cruiser. We're going to be up in St. Mary's, Ontario this coming week to talk to Mario Andretti. I always look forward to that. Here's the question. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe, right? Give me the peak horsepower of that motor, and at what RPM is it achieved? All right, I'll ask it again. The four-cylinder Subaru Boxer engine that powers the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Give me the peak horsepower of that engine, and at what RPM is that reading taken, okay? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca. That's Eric at racelineradio.ca to get your email into us. You spell Eric with a capital E. It's a small K, and you never, ever put a space between Raceline and Radio. We do want your mail to get here. Let us now go to the mailbag, and it's David Sharp. Sharpie is in again. Listens on AM 900 CHML Hamilton, Sunday nights, 8 o'clock Eastern, and podcast as well, and he is a former grand prize winner. Hello, ET. First of all, answer to the trivia question is so much horsepower, it's so many RPM. Yeah, he's got it correct, lad. Way to go. He's in the he's in the mailbag break drum again. He can enter as many times as he wants, and so can you. He says, I got the late night bug to send you an email. I heard the last Raceline Radio show and loved it as usual. First of all, Stuart Friesen, one of the best drivers to interview, because you asked him a question. He didn't just give you the cookie cutter, politically correct standard, work really hard and excited for the opportunity, obvious answers. But he actually gave excellent background, behind the scenes information, and included all relevant aspects to what you asked him. Plus, he showed incredible interest and sincerity to you wanting to know something. I'm not sure if it's your long standing relation with him, E.T., but methinks that you're talking to somebody who wholeheartedly loves what he does and cannot wait to share that with his fans and all listeners. Loved it. Thank you so much, Sharpie. Appreciate that. Second, kudos to Kevin Lacroix. And you're right. Stuart Friesen is an old family friend, and he's a fabulous interview. Kudos to Kevin Lacroix, Sharpie goes on to say, in the NASCAR Pinty's series, or NASCAR Canada series. So happy this kid is making waves again on a major racing scene again, and boy, is he ever. I remember shooting the breeze with him a couple of years ago when he raced for Polestar Racing for the Griffiths, and I always stop to see Pam Griffiths every year. Thanked her for giving Kevin an opportunity to drive for them, and she was teamed with Catherine Legg that year. He was good then, and I think Mr. Lacroix is even better now. Hey, that Knoxville Nationals race, not only one of the best sprint car races I've ever seen, but one of the best races I've seen, period. Banging wheels, lead changes, hard chargers, and an emotional raging Cajun Jason Johnson winning it after a terrible week of mourning Brian Clausen. And what a way to end it. And I hope NASCAR noticed it too, ET. It's the Super Bowl of sprint car races, as you said, and it's only 50 laps long, short and sweet. You see how hard they raced and how action-packed it really, really was? I mean, you know, think about it. Nobody's sandbagging. Nobody biding their time until the end of the race. No fans nodding off, and there wasn't drivers many laps down. It was balls out go from the drop of the flag, and every tongue-waving fan loved every second of it. Please, NASCAR, shorten the races except for the Coke 600 and the Daytona 500. All others, please do it. I've been advocating this, as Sharpie knows, for a long, long time. Best wishes, by the way, to David Whitlock, and I'm glad you got him on the show, and so are we, Sharpie. Take care, Eric. David Sharp from Stony Creek, listening on AM 900 CHML, Hamilton, and he's right. Yeah, the David Whitlock thing was great. Nice to reconnect with him as he has some health issues here now with Parkinson's disease. And David's certainly one of the best short track racers in the Northeast back in the old CASCAR ACT days. And it was good to get him on. Yeah, the call again to shorten races. I mean, NASCAR got knocked around by the weather this particular weekend. But you know what? The Coke 600 you can throw in there. Daytona 500, yeah, tradition, I suppose. But, you know, it's a different game now. And we talked last week about Merrittville Speedway and the changing racing landscape at that level. With NASCAR, it is not the only game in town anymore. NASCAR, and I don't know why we need to sit down for 3 hours plus to watch NASCAR races. I think they could easily lop some laps off and still get the show in and get the point made. We need your entries, your comments, a Subaru trivia question you have to answer to qualify to win the prize. Four-cylinder Subaru boxer engine that powers the BRZ Sports Coupe. Give me the peak horsepower, and at what RPM is it achieved? Use Eric at racelineradio.ca to connect with your email. Eric spelled with a capital E and a small K. It's pit stop time again, Lisa. As we wind down their mid-season summer break, let's get an F1 update with Inside Track's own James Nielsen. This is Raceline presented by Subaru. Test drive a BRZ Sports Coupe today for the ultimate in performance handling. This is the Raceline Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jimmy Johnson, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Subscribe to our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Do not settle. Demand. Demand. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.
Canada's National Radio Motorsport Authority. It's Raceline on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru. Lewis Hamilton back in the lead in driver points. Red Bull supplanting Ferrari for second place in constructor points. Rule waffling driver move possibilities in the silly season. All examined in detail with the editor and Formula One specialist with Inside Track Motorsport News and our pals there. James Nielsen is back with us on Raceline Radio.
James, it still seems odd to stop racing in the middle of summer for about a month, but it is what F1 does. But you don't hear the drivers complaining about getting some time off mid-season, do we?
No, absolutely not. I mean, would you turn down the opportunity to take a bit of a summer break?
No. Are we getting used to it? It just seems very strange that they sort of disappear off the radar for a little while, you know?
It's a seasonal sport anyways, right? Like most
are. Yeah.
So, I just look at it as just another break. There's such a long break in between, it's getting shorter, but there's usually a fairly long break in between seasons, unlike, say, NASCAR. And F1 isn't really, you know, one of the major four sports, so you don't hear about it all year round.
True enough, yeah.
At least in the mainstream media.
That's
so
true.
Yeah, I think it's something F1 fans are used to.
You know, we're talking to James Nielsen, the editor and Formula One specialist with our print partners at Inside Track Motorsport News. Yours truly a contributing columnist to the magazine with Thomas Tales. I don't think Lewis Hamilton, James, had completely wrestled the driver points lead away from Mercedes mate Nico Rosberg the last time we did one of these updates, but you could sort of see this coming, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I guess it shouldn't be remarkable given his performances over the last few seasons.
True.
But it's fairly remarkable given that, you know, I think a lot of people attributed Rosberg's run at the end of last year to Hamilton having already sewn up the title.
Yeah, and he relaxed. Yeah.
And then boom, he comes out of the gate performing the same way, and I really don't think a lot of people, especially like I didn't, expected that.
Yeah.
So it is odd to see him fall off a cliff, so to speak.
Yeah.
Hamilton, and relative to where he was at the start of the year.
You know, the remarkable thing, too, is that maybe it's not remarkable, I don't know, that even when Nico banged off those four wins in a row to start the season to explode out of the gate, Lewis and his team never panicked about falling behind. In fact, Lewis congratulated Nico on the great start, but warned him to enjoy it while he can because it won't last. And it didn't, and look what happened. Lewis has won, five out of the last six and four in a row himself. So, you know, that was the thing about it. On the other side, the Lewis Hamilton side was going, okay, we'll be back, and look what happened.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
His qualifying performances have improved a lot, too.
That's true.
You know, that was something that was missing from the beginning of the year for whatever reason. He's typically a very good qualifier, but, you know, that's something that, you know, he's not having to work from behind so much anymore. And I think that's really benefited him in a lot of the races.
Yeah.
And I think you're also seeing the difference between a great driver and a good driver.
Yes, good point.
And I think that sort of, you know, when Schumacher was still racing, you know, you could see that there was, aside from your Mika Hakkinens, and with all due respect to Jacques Villeneuve, he's a good driver, but he wasn't a great driver.
That's true.
And, can't count out great drivers. They find a way. And I think, you know, most people would agree that Rosberg's a good driver, but I don't think anyone would ever rate him as an all-time great.
And the thing with Nico, and I don't know whether it's just his age, his maturity, but correct me if I'm wrong, he seems to get thrown off his game a lot more easily than you do with Lewis. I mean, he's a massively talented guy, but he kind of let that Lewis pressure get to him. Do you think that's accurate?
I think that's fair. Yeah. I don't know if it's specifically Hamilton. I just think that when conditions are ideal, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're not, I think he lacks that little bit of extra speed or whatever you want to call it.
To get over it, yeah.
To get over it.
That's
exactly.
It,
exactly. Yeah. And that's, the great driver thing. I think a good comparison to Nico Rosberg, at least for me, is Ralf Schumacher.
Oh, that's a good comparison, sure, yeah.
I mean, he was a guy who, you put him in one of those, billion horsepower BMW Williams and put him on pole, he'll run away from the field.
Yes, he will.
If the car stayed in one piece. I mean, that was the issue with those cars.
True.
But, you put him in six, you give him a bad qualifying effort.
And he's gone, yeah. Yeah, he disappears, exactly. James Nielsen, the editor, Formula One specialist with our print partners at Inside Track Motorsport News. The other big thing that has happened since we spoke last, James, is Red Bull's performance to take over second place in constructor points, dropping struggling Ferrari to third. Who would have thunk that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's really a question of, I think, Ferrari's always had strong engines.
Yep.
And, this is a story that, we could go back 30 years and talk about, that they've had strong engines and they haven't necessarily year to year had the consistency with their chassis design.
Yeah.
And, I think no one's ever doubted Adrian Newey, who designs the Red Bulls.
No, not at all.
And it seems to me that, maybe Renault's making an improvement. I think it was it the British Grand Prix that they had their update?
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious.
I think you're right.
It's obviously paying off very well right now. It's given, just even a little bit more horsepower in that chassis and mixed with Ricardo, who I think is a very good driver. And, it's not a surprise, I suppose.
No. Hand-wringing at Ferrari, do we describe it like that? I mean, Vettel is there. He's going to be there for a while. They just renewed Raikkonen's contract, which surprised some.
Yeah.
What do they need to get back on the good side? We said it before, when Ferrari struggles, F1 seems to be off note a little bit,
Well, they seem to, for a while they had a lot of stability. And then it seemed to be that, once your Jean Totes and your Ross Brauns and those people started to leave, and
yeah,
they lacked that stability that they had. And it seems every year, like you said, that, it's finger pointing, people getting fired, new positions. Continuity doesn't seem to be something that's, outside of the drivers, there doesn't seem to be much continuity with the team. And, even when Schumacher and the Tote and Braun started, Ferrari wasn't great.
That's true.
They were given a bit of time to get rolling.
To bring it back, yeah.
And, obviously it paid off hugely.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see if they continue to struggle, if they stay in third. I don't think you'll ever see them drop into fourth.
You better hope not.
No. Then you'll definitely see fireworks. But it'll be interesting to see how they handle this offseason, because they've made a lot of changes after every offseason lately. And I just don't see that being necessary. Unless the person was a completely incompetent at their job.
Well,
I don't see that as being a healthy thing for the team, because, you look at Red Bull and you look at Mercedes, and they've had fairly consistent staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Mercedes is obvious because they've had success.
Yeah.
Red Bull has had some ups and downs, but they've maintained a fairly strong engineering group.
True.
And haven't made big changes, and I think it's paid off for them really well, too.
You mentioned Mercedes. Toto Wolff calls it rule waffling, reverting back to the old qualifying system after two races, going back and forth on the radio conversation bans and things like that. I mean, the limit rules are thinking about now, I'm not letting guys go too far off track. Wolf says, come on, just let him race. How do you look at this, as he calls it, rule waffling, James?
it seems to happen in almost every series now.
It does, yeah. NASCAR fiddling with their rules, too.
Yeah, balance of performance in IMSA.
Yep.
I mean, I think it's a lot of people, I think, tend to look at Formula One and then say, look at a stick and ball sport and say, okay, well, stick and ball sports, it's almost glacial, the amount of the pace at which they change the rules.
That's true, yeah.
And whereas racing, they seem to be tweaking it all the time. I don't know if there's a middle ground, but I think for something that's so complex,
yeah,
I don't know how they can avoid it. I think the ones you brought up seem silly, for sure, though.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
When it comes to, actual race organization during a weekend, I don't think they should be fiddling with that.
No, you're right.
Drivers and teams should be able to focus on racing.
Yep.
As far as a lot of the other rules, I think it's unavoidable. I think,
yeah,
you're always going to have something tweaked to benefit somebody or to restrict somebody else. It's just,
and sometimes in safety, too, which is a good thing, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like we're watching now with all the Halo
That's it. Yeah.
stuff going on that
yeah.
you know, some teams can't agree on its effectiveness, other teams want to use it. I think it's a struggle to get a consensus, especially in F1, it seems to be a struggle.
Sure. Before I run out of time here, how does one subscribe to Inside Track Motorsport News, James?
We got a new sign-up. Just go to Inside
Perfect.
Track. It's yeah. right on our main page. You can click on that, sign up. We have a digital version as well.
Tell me more about that.
You can use it on your tablet, your phone, take it wherever you want, flip through it, still turns pages like a book if you like.
Perfect.
Yeah. You get all the benefits of a magazine, but you get it in the palm of your hand.
James, thanks for this as always. Always appreciate your F1 insight as we continue to promote your work with Inside Track, and I'll keep those Thomas tales coming.
All righty. Thank you, Eric.
Leading us into the resumption of the Formula One season after a month-long summer break, Inside Track Motorsport News editor and Formula One specialist James Nielsen, good guy, on Raceline Radio. All right, Lisa, let's burn down that final pit stop, and then we'll come on back and tell you all about next week's show and more on The Last Lap. This is Raceline, presented by Subaru. Powered by the heart-pounding turbocharged WRX STI on the Raceline Radio Network.
This is Jordan Zoak, and you're listening to Raceline Radio.
Send us all your money. Sign up for our free podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher, and we'll send you a free subscription for Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand. Absolutely free.
Thomas, Raceline across Canada on the Raceline Radio Network. White flag is up, final lap for this week, so here's what we're going to do for next week. Canadian Superbike Rookie of the Year Ben Young will check back in after his first crack at the just-concluded Canadian Superbike season and what it's like to battle now 11-time champ Jordan Zoak, who we will have on later in the weeks. We look forward to our annual one-on-one chat with the legend, the winningest driver of our generation, the racing world, according to Mario Andretti. Plus more of your entries and emails for the Subaru Raceline email bag trivia contest. But when checkers fly, we say goodbye. Hugh Enormous Raceline thank yous going out to Susie Roy, James Nielsen, Tony Stewart, and NASCAR Media. Thanks to Supreme Commander Lisa Pileski, fine job as always, Nick Politian for ops and pre and post production, and to our Subaru Raceline mailbag trivia contest players and qualifiers. So from all of us at Raceline Radio, I'm Eric Thomas. So long, everyone. Raceline Coast to Coast on the Raceline Radio Network, presented by Subaru, has been driven by the 2017 Subaru WRX and WRX STI. Nothing sounds like it or drives like it. And by the Subaru BRZ Sports Coupe. Subaru, confidence in motion. Talk to y'all again next week, right here on Raceline Radio.